Hey everybody, welcome back to the Camera Shack Podcast, Episode 3. Today, I want to briefly talk about my adventure down to the Kentucky Highlander Renaissance Festival. So yesterday, me and a few friends, we drove down to Kentucky. They have a Renaissance Festival down there in Eminence, I believe is how you say it. It's not too far from Louisville. Is to the right of Louisville, and it was about a 2.5-3 hour drive down there, including stopping, getting some lunch and stuff. So it's a pretty cool little place. It's pretty big, pretty good size. So we got there, we parked. I brought my camera and he brought a camera as well. In this case, I used my Canon camera again, and I primarily used a 24 to 105 f4 for most of the shots I was taking that day. I also took some with a 70 to 200, and a lot of those shots turned out really nicely. So, some of the stuff we had to do there, so when we walked in, they have like a little gate that you can walk through, and then it's very foresty. There's lots of trees, and you kind of like a lot of forest, but there's also like built up buildings though as well. So when you first kind of walk in, there's three different paths, like a left path, a right path, and then like the main center path that's kind of wide. And so we initially went to the left, and so you kind of go into, you know, it really feels like almost like a forest, but with like small buildings. But we went to the left, and there are some shops, some little vendors along there, and a small pub. We kept going a little bit further, and then there's like a little stage area. There wasn't anyone performing when we went by, but I believe PB&J Circus at some point did a performance or two on that stage. And then it keeps going around and connects back to that main center road. And so that's kind of where we went. And then as you keep walking a little bit further, you can actually, it opens up into a little like big open area. And so there is a pub right in that big open area. But if you keep walking a little bit further, you can actually get to another little open area. And this is the cool. It has like, this is like another open area. And it's really cool because it has a big area for music. So there was a band playing there, Pictus. That was the name of the band. So it had two drummers and one person playing the bagpipes. It was a decent sized stage, you know, I wouldn't say it was humongous, but it was pretty big. And there was, I think two other small stages, along the tree line of the little opening. But I mean, then you could keep walking. So if you, I guess, walk back then to that pub area where it's basically where the, center leads out into, and then there's another opening that you can walk to from that same, so I guess you call this like the center opening, and the left opening would be where the band was playing. So if you go to the, and I guess the front opening, I don't know how to describe it, but the front opening, then there's a jousting area. And so we stopped there for quite a few minutes and watched a joust go on. So it was two people on horses. So there's three people on horses total. One was the announcer, then two knights. And they did a, I think it was a four-part act. So the first part was both knights would ride down. So it's like two lanes, the arena area, like two straight lanes, and they're right next to each other. And So for the first part, the one knight would go down the one lane, and in the middle is someone in the middle of the two lanes holding up some like a ring, and the knight has to take their jousting pole. I don't know what the technical word for it is, but what you want to call their jousting pole, and basically pick up and get the ring out of their hand. And then the other knight would then go back, knight two, would then do the exact same thing, but from the other side. And then they would do it again, so like for part two, except they would have two people staying about one third of the way through and two thirds of the way through, with their holding out a ring, and then they would have to try to collect both rings. And then the third part, they had this in the middle, then they put in the middle like this thing on top of a pole, and it like spins around, looks like a T, and their goal is to hit one side of that T with their jousting pole to make it spin around. And then I think they just went on to the actual joust then. I don't remember, I guess, in particular, but we'll just say next was the big joust. So what they would do is they have three jousting sticks, and then they, you know, they would pick one up, the other person would pick one up, and they basically, one person sits on the left lane, the other person sits on the right lane, and then they charge each other, and they hit each other's shield with their jousting rods. And then whoever, I think if you, the rods are kind of flimsy, and if you break off like the tip of the rod, then you basically, the other person scores a point, I believe. Or it's the other way around. And I think they tied, because then they went into this whole combat thing. So they got the horse, and each person got an axe. One person got an axe, another person got two swords, and then they started going at each other, fighting. But I think the one guy kind of threw, because it looked like he like raised his hands above his head, like he's going to do like a chop down. And then the other guy, like he just kind of did that, but then, like in slow motion. And the other guy then like came and swiped along like the side of his stomach with his sword. But they're wearing, you know, full armor and everything. I think he just kind of put over and died, like, so. But then we, if you know, that's that area. So then, if you go back to that central area, you could go along another path. So it's basically very similar to the left path. The right path are both very similar. So you can go back to the central area and then go back up the right path, and it leads back up to the start then. And there's a couple vendors along that way too, and there's also a little stage for fairies, like I think a lot of fae and fairies along there, and they had like their own little stage, and you could get like a fairy name, I believe, along there. So yeah, we took lots of photos. I probably took about 400 photos, probably, if I had to guess, and I ended up with 111 photos total edited. I also took quite a few videos while I was there too. And I think those videos turned out really well. They're just like little short clips, like 5-second clips. And I added some, like slowed them down. So I record them in 60 FPS and then slowed them down probably about, I think between 60 and 40%. Depending on the clip, and then I threw it onto the timeline in Resolve. I used Resolve to edit with some background music, and did some little coloring to it, and I think the video itself turned out pretty well. So that's kind of that day all summed up.
If you haven't already, you should check me out on Instagram at @TheLoganR. I've been posting a lot of great photos on there recently, and I would love it if you could check it out, like a few photos, and follow me. Thanks.
Another thing I've been up to recently is helping out with this Cyber Patriot program. So at the Air Force Museum that's next to my house, they've been hosting a summer camp. It's 1 week long, so Monday, today, through Friday. And so for people who may not know, Cyber Patriots is a national cybersecurity competition that the Air Force puts on. Let me pull this up here. So it's a National Youth Cyber Education Program created by the Air Force Association to inspire students towards careers in cybersecurity. So there you go, a little filler from the website. But I'm helping out with it. I'm one of the people who are mentoring some of the students who are coming in for it. We're having it in the space pod, as they call it. So in the way back at the museum, they have this little room that kind of looks like a round space center, I guess. And it's basically a classroom, but instead of being four corners, it's just a circle. And they have two spacesuits, one like an orange spacesuit and one's like a white spacesuit inside of a glass case. But there's probably about 32 students who are taking part. And so today's the first day we're doing it. And then we're also going to do it next week as well. But they're going to be like, it's going to be an air quote advanced version of the kind of the class and stuff like that. So we'll see how many people are new students, how many people roll over from this week to next week. I think there's going to be less people in the advanced camp, if I'm not mistaken. So it's been pretty interesting so far. I've been one of the people it's split into lectures. So each lecture is between, 15 minutes to 45 minutes. And the whole camp per day, it's 4 hours long. So today we had I believe four different lectures, and each lecture then is taught by someone else. So one was done by Aaron, one was done by me, and then I think Aaron did another one, and Sal, one of the other people, that he did one as well. Then every so many of them, we will either do an actual activity, I guess. So for instance, one of the activities they did was they had to open up VMware and then load up Windows 10 that was virtualized, and then they had to do like a series of steps, so like change the wallpaper, do some other stuff, and just get them used to using VMware, like, because most people have never heard of VMware, so here's the way it is, getting some simple use in it. And then as the class goes on, I think day four is going to be actually open up Linux and how to do some different stuff in Ubuntu, some security stuff and stuff like that. So it should be very interesting to see how things advance, and we'll see how it goes. Just some quick updates about what I'm planning on doing in the next month or two. So for June, let's see here. So yesterday, the 5th, I went to the Highland Festival. June 11th,
I'm going to be helping with the Little Miami Watershed Network. They're doing a river cleanup, which would be very cool. They're basically going to canoe along the Little Miami River and basically pick up trash out of the river as they go along and along the riverbank. And so I'm going to be going out and helping with that and taking some photos, of the actual trash pickup. And then after they're finished with the trash pickup, I guess they're going to do like an actual celebration or some kind of party. So I'm going to go to that as well. I'm not sure exactly what the party is called, but they're having it in Xenia somewhere. So I was going to go to that, take some photos there. And I think that should be pretty cool. Then I don't know that there's really anything else for the month of June, because I think then the next, oh no, okay, June 18th is the Celtic Fest Ohio. I will definitely be going to that. That's going to be at the Ohio Renaissance Fairgrounds, and yeah, I'm definitely going to go there. Definitely going to be taking lots of pictures. It's going to be a huge all-day event. It's going to be lots of fun. They're definitely looking for volunteers. I thought about volunteering for like a two-hour time slot. Two-hour time slots. But I don't know who would be coming with me that day. So I don't really want to just have to force like a second wheel, I guess, to come along with me, like have someone have to be there with me in order to like hold my camera for 2 hours while I go, go volunteer. And that was the main reason why I didn't do that. Because the other option would just be like leaving with somebody like random or like in some random office. And I'm definitely not going to do that. So I'm going to be, taking photos for that. That should be a really cool, really exciting event. Lots of bands and performances and all kinds of really cool stuff. I think after that, there's no events other than the Kentucky Renaissance Festival. I don't think I'm going to go back to the Kentucky Renaissance Festival this year. I might go back I might go back in July. Let me finish my sentence. Back in July. So it's going to be open July 9th to the 10th and July 16th to the 17th. I might go then, maybe. I think it's just going to depend on how things kind of work out. But I don't think I have anything else. Okay, so July 29th, 30th, and 31st is the Dayton Celtic Festival. It says, my calendar says that the 30th and the 31st is the Dayton Air Show. So that's going to be a tough one. My plan is look at the weather. And if the weather is good both days, then go to the Celtic Fest on Saturday, probably Friday and Saturday, and then go to the air show on Sunday. And if the weather is going to be rainy, just do nothing. And if it's going to be rainy either Saturday or Sunday, but not both days, then I may just prioritize the Celtic Fest, because I feel like, I went to the air show last year, which we can make a whole different thing about that, but went to the air show last year, got some good photos, but I think that I can get way more photos and a lot nicer photos from the Celtic Fest. The problem with the air show is that these air show photos could have been technically taken anywhere. Like, it's really hard. Like, it could have been taken at any air show that has the Blue Angels, where, like, the Dayton Celtic Fest, is going to be happening in Dayton, and it's going to be like, oh, wow, that was taken at the Dayton Celtic Fest,
and lots of people dressed up and all kinds of cool stuff like that, where I feel like the air show, you basically get photos of Blue Angels and people boarding Blue Angels. So I think that's, that kind of sums that up. So but then obviously July 4th weekend, so I got some stuff lined up the whole week. There's a parade July 2nd that I'm going to go to. There's a parade July 4th that I'm going to go to and take photos. I'm going to take both photos at both of those. And then there's a bunch of celebration, I guess, block parties that are going on. So I'm going to go to two different block parties then, one at 9 a.m. and one at 4 p.m. It starts at 2 p.m., but I'll probably go at 4 p.m. And take some photos there. And I might take some photos of the fireworks at the July 3rd block party. Maybe not. I took photos last year at it, and they turned out really nicely. But if I did it again this year, I'd probably take a tripod and just kind of see how that turns out. I don't know. Well, we'll see. So that's how things are working for the next 2 months.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the podcast. If you enjoyed, please check out some of my other episodes. Also, please share this podcast with some of your friends. I would love to grow the audience for it. If you'd like to leave any comments or suggestions to me, feel free to send me a message on Instagram @TheLoganR. I would love to hear from you guys. Thanks.